You're listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Todd and his three sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon.
Happy Fox Den Sports listening day to all of our fans out there. We had a little bit of technical difficulties in this episode with the man, the myth, the legend, Todd Fox, cutting in and out quite a few times. He was on a remote site whenever we were recording this, so we had some unexpected difficulties. The first half, you're going to see, you know, just some kind of future legends in the making, Kellen, myself, and Gannon, just kind of going back and forth without, you know, our once leader, Todd. And the back half, you're going to see a little bit more confusion because we can hear him, but you won't be able to. So we tried to cut it out in and out to try and make it make as much sense for you, but bear with us on the back half of this episode as we were dealing with a couple of different difficulties. Thank you and enjoy the listen.
Welcome back to the Fox Den Sports Podcast, along with my sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon. I'm Todd Fox, and together we are the Fox Den Sports Podcast. We want to welcome our friends, our family, and even our foes back. Got a lot to talk about, a lot of football action, but I know today looks like, real quick, the Sooners did sign a Washington offensive lineman. I don't know how you say his name, Garion Hatchett, looks like. About, let's see here, 6'4", 303 pounds. However, not sure he started a whole lot. It looks like he started a little bit off and on. So I don't know. It looks like we're going to have a little patchwork going on. I guess he's got a brother, too, that maybe coming as well. So we'll see. Garrett, have you heard anything about it or negative?
Well, I mean, he started a couple games, and that offensive line won the award for the best offensive line in the country. So, I mean, even if he didn't start every game, if you're going to have a guy on the bench, it better be for the best offensive line in the country, which is the case with them. So I think it's a huge pickup. If anything, just more depth, more competitive depth is what Brent Venables likes to say.
Sure. Fantastic. I'm in a different location this week. Got a lot going on. I am off work, just so you know, but I am doing it from a different location. All right, so let's get moving on. So a lot of football going on. AFC, NFC playoffs. Let's talk about the AFC game first. It was the first game up yesterday. Once again, those Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl after beating Baltimore 17-10. And I can know, like I said last week, I am still, you know, fatigued by the Kansas City Chiefs and watching a lot of Taylor Swift, all that stuff, everything. But, hey, hats off to them. They won the game. What are your guys' thoughts from the game?
Hard to Baltimore. Beat the refs too, man, you know?
Oh, whatever.
What do you say? What do you say?
That's insane.
It's hard to beat the refs as well.
On the refs. Oh, yeah. There's no, well, whatever.
I can name a few examples right off the top of my head.
Putting up 10 points in an NFL.
I was going to say, I don't think that made a difference, but it definitely makes it a lot harder.
It made a difference.
For sure. But
it's, oh, man.
Either way, the fact, I mean, this is jumping to the next game, but watching the way Brock Purdy used his legs in the second half whenever his arm wasn't working, I don't understand how you don't do the same with Lamar. Like, dude's the best running quarterback of all time, and 100%. He's just forcing passes whenever he's got a wide open lane, and I'll never understand that. Never understand it.
They also just weren't calling running plays. Like, it was the third quarter, like, and Gus Edwards got a second rush of the game, and he lost 2 yards, and the stat was 2 rushes, 18 yards. You're telling me he had like a nice, probably like 20-yard run in the first half, and they just don't give it back to him again? They're the number one rushing team in the league.
It was a weird game.
They don't run the ball.
I don't know what happened.
It was a weird game.
Because I love Todd Monken. He used to coach here at Oklahoma State, and then he was at Georgia last several years. And he, I mean, had a good season. Lamar had a great season, but once again.
Yeah, I mean, last week.
Yeah, I don't mean it like a ton, though.
Thing is, though, is like Baltimore 2 red zone interceptions has one of the worst games easily of the season, the worst game of the season probably. And Mahomes puts up probably the best half of his career in the first half. And statistically wise, just passing percentage, just, you know.
10 for 10 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
That was insane, yeah.
For it to be as close as it was for the way that Chiefs defense was playing and the way Kansas City really was moving the ball, especially in the first half. It's kind of, I mean, that sucks for Baltimore's defense, though, because that defense is way too good to not have an offense to be able to put more.
If you told me that you held Kansas City to 17 points and you also told me that they were scoreless in the second half, I'm thinking they got toasted.
Oh,
like, well, 100%. Holding that team to 17 points and your offense can't answer is insane.
And you guys said the refs, which obviously I disagree with, but some of those calls, Baltimore was just, like, they were just being flat out idiots about it. Like,
yeah, but there was one call.
Most of the personal fouls are fair.
Okay, I see. And yeah, like I said, I'm not trying to like bring up a big disagreement. I'm just saying like that red zone, Zay Flowers shoves him down. You got to keep your cool headed there. And then
that was all on him. Zay Flowers threw a lot away.
So yeah, like. You guys are bringing up obviously good points, but like they just shot himself in the foot time after time, and you can't recover from that.
That last red zone pick, there was a pass interference they didn't call. That should have been
called on it. That was uncatchable.
It was catchable. All he had to do was turn around, and he was trying. That ball was in the air long enough that he was going to be able to get around and grab it, and he gets shoved. And then there's the personal foul. Where Travis Kelce is shoving everybody around, and somebody comes and pushes him off the teammate, and they get a personal foul, which was a big stop that gave him 15 yards. Like that was at that point, I knew the game was over because you can't beat that. Like Travis Kelce, like I lost all the respect I had for him in that game.
What?
Especially before the game. Do you see him throwing all Justin Tucker's stuff before the game? You don't do that.
Like, you're a grown man and you're being that petty. Like, come on.
I think they were joking with each other.
No.
And even if they weren't, he's on the other side of the field. He's trying to be petty towards Kansas City.
He's just sitting there trying to shoot.
You can read his lips. He literally told them he does that every single game.
If somebody like Tom Brady or Michael Jordan did that, same kind of thing, we'd be talking about that's killer mentality. But then Travis Kelce or Mahomes does it, and we're like, it's absolutely the same.
They didn't need to do that to get in people's heads and stuff. No, they would. They were just being petty little kids
because that's what they are.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of kids that just feed off of each other.
It's not worth debating because we're obviously always going to disagree.
Yeah, they're pathetic.
They're matching the energy of their women at the box office or whatever.
It's pathetic, and they still won. Isn't that incredible? They're a bunch of babies, and they beat a bunch of grown men. That's impressive.
No, yeah, when you pay off the refs and the whole NFL world.
I can't wait. The NFL
couldn't let them lose because the NFL has brought in an extra $350 million since Taylor Swift came into the picture. They need one more game out of her.
Until we're like in our 40s or 50s, and we're looking back and like, man, Patrick Mahomes is like the greatest player to touch a football.
He had two rings. I'm gonna be like, I can't believe once Kelce retired in 2024 that we never heard of Mahomes again.
Oh, you said the same. Oh my.
Well, Mahomes or Kelce's still here, so you know, once he's actually gone, and Reed, it's
you said the same thing about Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, but he still had the number one tight end in the league, and he made that work.
He didn't have Jack Else. He had the worst receivers in the league.
I mean, when you got the number one tight end and the refs, it's a pretty good combo.
As well, which isn't going to be there much longer as well, because they're not going to be able to pay all those guys. They got too much talent defensively.
I'm excited to hear next year's excuse as well.
Next year, the only man
that can stop him is back.
We have to give a little credit.
Thank you.
Wait. He is a
3-1 3-1 playoff performer. Who?
Terrible playoff.
Joe Burrow?
Oh. He's got a fourth quarter touchdown pass, does he?
What are you talking about? He's 3-1 against, well, okay, 1-1
in the playoffs. 1-0
Hey, listen to this. 5-1 in the playoffs against Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson.
And think about this. He's had two chances. You can't base it all. Yeah. He's had two chances. It's not his fault.
Then you, can't base the two games off of him being the stopper or whatever you call it.
I mean, he's the only person that's done it so far.
Emphasis on him not doing good.
He's the only person that's done it so far besides a man that's retired.
This is insane.
There's two people that have stopped Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs.
I can't remember. What was the one game Josh Allen had a great playoff game? I can't remember when it was. I'm blanking. But I know for a fact that one game was more impressive than Joe Burrow has ever done in the playoffs.
Joe Burrow beat him.
Joe Burrow made it to the Super Bowl and almost won the bowl. And almost won with a bunch of garbage.
The Super Bowl? Yeah, okay. But
he had no offensive line. Everybody knows if they had any sort of offensive line. I can play quarterback behind the Chiefs' offensive line.
Let's get down here. What do you have to say, Paul?
That Kansas City team that got absolutely blasted by Tampa Bay was better than the Cincinnati game that put up a big fight against the Rams that were stacked.
This is insane.
Joe Burrow will be back.
Listen.
It's going to be back to Burrowhead, and I can't wait, personally, because I like looking at Joe Burrow as well as watching him play.
This is going to be the greatest whenever it – You guys are making excuses in 2020.
I will record this. I'm going to set it for a year from now.
All right, that's okay.
Gannon's going to be like, man, Patrick Mahomes went 8-9 this year. Golly.
Here's the thing. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it and be like, yeah, I was wrong. But you guys have been talking like this for, what, almost 2 years now? And you haven't admitted once that you're totally off on Patrick Mahomes, whether it's his career.
None of us have ever said he's not great.
We always rank him as the best quarterback in the NFL.
None of us have ever said he's not great. He's done. He's done. This is it.
See?
Patrick Mahomes, I said it last year, Patrick Mahomes will never win a Super Bowl again, and I stand by it.
Oh, because of the podcast.
Well, that's solely because of that podcast.
Hey, got to give it to her. Hey, she's experienced more success in half a season than we have in our lifetime. Except for Dad. Yeah. The Steelers.
Beat the Steelers is what I think he was
going to say. The last Super Bowl win. I remember it well.
He told me a lot of stories of it. It was one of his favorites. He expected, you know, he never expected to have to wait another, you know, 30-plus years.
I remember it well. Dad was still carrying me around for a couple more years, and it was just he was partying it up. He was real excited.
Well, and he actually believes it's going to be many more years till they get back because of the Jimmy Johnson curse, if you guys weren't aware.
Well, it's more so because Jerry Jones is probably never going to die, and it's going to be his team for forever. So,
well, Jerry Jones also, he prayed to God when he bought the Dallas Cowboys, give me 3 Super Bowls. He didn't know he was going to knock them all out about pretty much immediately and never win again.
I did not know that's true.
But, yeah, so then going on to the next game, what was y'all's thoughts on the Detroit Lions at San Francisco 49ers? What was y'all's take? I missed the first half.
I watched the first half, Kay. Like, slaughterhouse. I was loving it. Had something to go to, Kay. Second half. Was still watching the game. It was on. Had something to go to. The 49ers went on a 27-0 run when I was at that event. And 5 minutes within me leaving, Detroit had that last touchdown. So, in a way, like, that 27-0 run, I was like, man, like, I should have left the event earlier. Maybe it would have changed. But
yeah,
that was just insanity.
You said you only watched the second half?
Yeah, so I was at church last night. I get out, and I was like, hey, I'm driving. I was like, Taylor, can you look up the score on the game? She does. She's like, but she doesn't click on it. She's like, it says like 24-7. I was like, oh, my gosh. So she clicks on it, and she's like, Detroit Lions are up. I was like, what? And then she's like, I was like, what quarter is it? She's like, I think it says halftime. So I'm speeding home. I turned it on. First play I see, Brock Purdy bombs it. I'm like, oh man, that's probably a pass interference. And then boom, off his freaking face, he catches it. I'm pretty sure that was a touchdown. I really don't think he was touched. And then within 8 minutes, they had it tied up, and I was like,
"This horrible!
What just happened?"
I'm just curious on why you kept the game on at that point, for the sake of.
Because at that point, I was like, "This is the last football game I'm watching this season."
October or whatever.
Honestly,
I'm done.
I was gonna bring that up, dude. What do you got planned in a couple weeks on a Sunday?
I've got Andy Griffith on standby. You know, I might. I thought about going for a walk, leaving my phone at home.
Oh man,
it was a basic joke that just got Gannon rolling.
I thought it was pretty funny. I just couldn't believe it.
But you know, what's funnier.
It was the biggest
part. I did that yesterday. Is why I'm laughing.
You just went on a walk.
I left my phone. Yeah, that's why I was laughing because Kellen was mocking it.
Anyways. Back to the manly conversations. I don't even remember what I was gonna say. Golly,
it was just such a
Detroit thing to do. Like
I know. Well, okay,
I can say this
down to.
Well, that was more on the receiver. Like it was there. Dude just dropped two.
Big conversions, but
like this would have been one of the highest rated games or Super Bowls and games ever if you had the Chiefs. Probably widely the most hated team in the country, and the Lions and
going for a dynasty.
Easily the most loved team in the country. Like, because if you're not a division rival, you're rooting for Detroit in any scenario because they're one of those teams that's never done anything. So you want to see them finally do something and some change. And then if you're not a Kansas City fan, you're sick and tired of it. And so,
I guarantee the Super Bowl lost a few million views.
With that 100%. 100%.
That would have been.
We might not notice it because it's going to gain some Swifties, but like for the people that are just sick and tired of the Chiefs and the people that are honestly tired of the 49ers too, because this isn't the first time.
The 49ers, they haven't won jack.
Yeah, but they've been there. This is the third time in recent memory that they've been there.
It's just getting annoying. To me, I'm not going to say lame. They're still like a great football team, but it's just like. I don't know. There's nothing there in a way. I could just like.
I don't like any of the players.
Exactly.
I don't root for like, any of the players.
Watching Detroit, I would have loved watching.
I think Debo's a little baby.
Or not.
Debo just, yeah.
Christian McCaffrey. I mean, I got no issues with him.
True.
Brock Purdy seems like a decent guy so far, but it just makes me mad.
The media makes me hate him.
Well, that's the thing is, the worst part about them is that the biggest media. Topic going around the entire team is Brock Purdy, and it's just like it's just kind of boring,
but maybe he's the only man that can save us this year. I can't believe I'm rooting for him, but here I am,
dude. You have to admit if Brock Purdy wins a Super Bowl, you know how lame that is.
Yes, and he's gonna be the next Mahomes, and I'm gonna be tired of him in a few years, but at least he stopped Mahomes.
Refreshes the timer. It wouldn't be good for the sport.
I'm gonna be sitting in this room playing a little FIFA. Taylor's gonna be like, "Hey, Kellen, the commercials are on." I'm gonna run in there, watch some commercials. I know I'm not watching Usher. Don't give a crap about Usher.
Yes.
I'm gonna be back Usher. In here during the halftime show.
Ugh.
Usher's like 80. Like nobody cares.
Oh man.
I don't know. It's. The worst possible outcome, personally. This is number 32 and 31 on my top list of favorite teams. It's just...
That's insane.
Least favorite team for sure on each side of the conference. For sure. I just don't...
I see what you're saying.
But, with all that being said, who y'all got?
Well, we'll do the picks next week once...
That's right. Like, you got in the Pro Bowl.
Injuries. Yeah, we got the Pro Bowl. You know, so in the Pro Bowl, I'm thinking probably, I think the AFC is going to pull out the dodgeball if we're going to, but.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, they're pretty stacked on that side. the NFC is known for choking. So it's just like, who on that side is really going to do anything in the Pro Bowl, you know?
Exactly.
In the past.
And who on that side really knows what flag football is? I mean, I mean, to be fair, they do have Justin Jefferson. He seems to be the leader of the pack of the flag football. So, you know, they might do okay.
In the past 12 years, what's the ratio for AFC, NFC? Super Bowls.
Super
I'm assuming Bowls? AFC's smoking him.
I mean, hasn't the NFC won like two out of the last three?
Well, you'd have, you said decade?
Well, I would said 12 years because that's probably what I remember. But
well, that's
decade,
like,
basically.
That's all like most, not most of, but several of Brady's, Mahomes.
And then Mahomes.
Like that alone.
And then you have like,
counts for half of it.
You have the Rams and the Bucks. So I guess it's still probably AFC
Eagles,
leaning, but
it's probably pretty even.
This is the third year in a row we got a second year quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Really?
Who?
Oh yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, I gave you stats last week, didn't I?
Yeah, but your argument made no sense. So.
Yeah.
It made total sense.
No.
No.
You said the average is 5, so it can't be the guy that's 6. It's got to be the guy that's 2. 6 is closer to 5. This affects the average more than the 6 does.
Over. He's over.
No, but this isn't Jeopardy.
That's simple math.
It's your difference.
No, I was completely right, and you were wrong.
Oh, okay.
No, dude, you're a clown.
Let me ask you something.
This isn't Price is Right. This is math.
Let me ask you, who did I say was going to be in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but just because it got right doesn't mean your argument
made
sense.
They didn't go head to head.
Okay, people in the comments. People in the comments. Dad said the average age of a quarterback or a first-time quarterback is 5 years in the league.
Winning.
Lamar was at 6 years. Purdy's at 2. So it has to be Purdy because he's not over the 5. Do you realize to make an average of 5 that you have to have an over and an under? The average of 1 and 10 is 5. That doesn't mean that over 5 can never happen. The average of 4 and 6, 5. That means you have to have over unless it's always been 5, even then. So then the 2 would especially not happen.
It's because John Elway won his first and at year 15, Peyton Manning won his first at 9.
That's all I need to know.
Terry Bradshaw won his first at 9.
That's the as far down the list we need to go. But
well, I'm just telling you.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with it.
Yeah,
I said
that means that
it supports.
That means
I was
that Lamar,
right.
Supports
the Lamar.
If anything, that means Jared Goff should have won.
No, I told you that's who it was going to be. I was right.
But your math, you can be right without your argument making sense.
Really
it's like in math, when
you get the right
answer and the teacher says, show your work. Okay, you had no clue. You just guessed, but you had no clue how you got there.
You're really trying to get me to root for Kansas City, man. Oh, God.
I'm just telling you.
Honestly.
Recently, last thing I want is for Purdy to win this thing and Dad be like, told you because the average.
I told you.
No.
Yeah, no, you're a clown.
No. Absolute. Clown. No,
you take
that's
the points.
What got him there, but you take the points. Yeah.
For me,
well,
like, but it was there. He dropped the ball.
Okay.
It was the right call. It was a good pass. The idiot just dropped it.
In agreement to Gary, but. Well, and also, in supporting Gary's argument, if he catches that, like we just have the what is it called, perspective bias. Like, oh, obviously he kicked the points because the fourth down didn't work. But if he catches that call, we're like, man, and just repeat what Dad said about, oh, last game of the year, you go for that because like you got to get the. You got to make the
But I don't play. Think – I think we say it's a gutsy call, but I'm not going to sit there and think he was a genius for making – doing that. Like, I still understand why he did it, but at least that last one, tie the game up. You went from being down 3 and could have tied it up to down by 10 because you gave him great field position.
True.
Like,
the last
just,
one, true. I'm always – I'm just referring to the one that would have pushed him back up to 3 possessions.
Yeah.
And that is crazy too. You just go up 3. Like, 3 possessions is huge. Like – at that point, I feel like 3 points is even more valuable than later because you're going up 3 possessions. The other one, you're trying to take the lead back, so that makes sense.
The biggest thing, too, is like that finally gave San Francisco a lot of momentum. Like,
I mean, they had momentum, but that finished it off.
Well, no, I'm talking about the first one that they got dropped.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you used to have a 14-point lead. All they did was drive down and then kick a field goal. If you just kick one and say, okay, we're just going to match you the rest of the half. But the second that defense got the stop, yeah. Welcome to the conversation, Dad.
I think this is one of our best podcasts yet, though, you know.
We've had some great discussion.
The views and the ratings are going to go through the roof, so.
Hey, you know, that's what this podcast was founded upon.
That's true.
If we do it on Monday.
Somebody will be injured or something, or somebody will get suspended, or who knows what.
My opinion will not change, but.
Please stay safe.
Be savage and not average.
Remember to join the Skulk.
Good. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast with Todd, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon. Find us on Facebook at Fox Den Sports. That's Fox with two X's. Drop us an email at foxdensports@yahoo.com. And be sure to share this podcast with other sports fans in your life. This has been Fox Den Sports.